Romero wanted us to go up there and challenge the receiver at the line of scrimmage, you know, and by having big corners, I mean, it's you're going against smaller receivers some of the time, though, you know, to where you can get physical with those guys. I mean, it's something that we're bringing over here as well. I mean, we have a great DB group in the secondary, and I was looking forward to playing with these guys in the season.
Do you almost get to a point where you're kind of waiting this emphasis out? I mean, now you're really 1 week into the preseason, even though you guys have played two. There's all the talk about the emphasis of it. Sometimes it seems to wane as the preseason ends and then the regular season gets going. Do you not even worry about changing what you guys do at this point?
I mean, I'm not going to change my game of how I play the cornerback position. You know, I mean, I had a play earlier on Lance Moore, and the ref came to me and was like, you know, I could have got you for holding, but I wasn't holding. He's running into me. He's creating the contact. My hands are off, and I have tight coverage. So it's like I can't have tight coverage, or you can throw a flag on me because my coverage is tight. I don't know. I mean, like I was saying earlier, it's an offensive league now, and it's really putting the defensive players in a bind.
So do you guys, when the flag's down, are you aware of what's going on? I mean, it seemed like every time you turn around, you guys are almost waiting.
Well, now we're kind of playing. If once the play goes on and the ball is thrown, you're looking for the ref to see if there's a flag somewhere. I mean, that's how we're playing now, because you just don't know what they're going to call, though, because everything is all based off of judgment and opinion off the referees and stuff like that. So, I mean, you still just try to play your game because you don't want to go easy because, oh, I think I'm going to be holding on this play and they get a deep pass or whatever. And you're still being evaluated and graded the same way. So, I mean, it really puts some players in a tough situation when that happens.
Do you think that that's going to continue into the regular season, or are they just trying to send a message?
I think they're probably trying to send a message now, though. You know, I mean, it slows the games down a lot once you're throwing all these flags, you know, every other play, you know, and we're in a situation where it's a passing league, you know, most of these teams are throwing the ball 30, 40 times a game, you know, so, I mean, if half of those are penalties, you know, I mean, it's going to slow the game down a lot, you know, not even talking about the incomplete passes, you know, that's already going to slow the game down. So, I mean, I think it might die down once the season starts getting underway.
Is it possible to cover a receiver without making contact?
Is it hard for the receiver to not create contact on the defensive back? I mean, it's just inevitable. It happens, you know. I mean, that's just the nature of the game. And there's always going to be some contact between both parties, you know. So, I mean, it's just part of the game at the end of the day.
Is it almost the worst thing to do to prevent to stop being aggressive? Because Coach Junta talked to us this week, just the idea of, you know, we're still preaching be aggressive. We're not worrying about the flags right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to continue to play my game how I've been playing my game. I'm not going to change it because of the rules. I'm going to be more consciously aware of where I need to get my hands off of the receiver and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's supposed to be being called both ways, and we'll see if that happens.
Do you get a sense, are you guys talking about that in the meeting room and when you guys are watching the film?
I think they're going to make more of an emphasis when we come back and meet on Monday, just because of some of the DPIs that we had this week and as well as last week. You know, Coach Coughlin mentioned something today right after the game and everything as far as the downfield penalties on the defensive backs and stuff like that. So I feel like they're going to make an emphasis on Monday, and we'll see what that entails.
Are there plays that you guys see on film that you just know, you know what, if this were in September and not in August, that's not getting called?
I mean, some of the plays are bogus, you know. I mean, one situation gets called on the play, and it's another play happens, it's kind of similar, and they don't throw a flag on it, you know. I mean, it's all judgment calls at the end of the day, you know. I mean, it's really depending on what the referees feel in that given moment and situation.
At this point, is it fair to say then that maybe it's growing pains for them as well, for the officials trying to figure out what they want to call, what they don't want to call, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, they get stuck in their ways too, as far as how they call and referee the game and everything. And this rule is new for everybody, you know. And so, I mean, I think the commissioner wants to see them make more emphasis on these plays, pass down the field and everything like that. So, I mean, they're under the same microscope as us, you know. I mean, the coaches have a ability to be able to send plays in to the league to show if this was a play or a pass interference or not, you know, and they go over and review it, and, you know, maybe it gets handled out the following week, so.
Did you like the way you played more on that play, on that first drive?
I mean, I felt like it was a good situation, and it was a situation where I'm looking for the flag, too. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a gray area, you know. I mean, they can throw the flag in any situation, you know. So, I mean, luckily for me, I looked back for the ball, so, I mean, I was in a position to try to make a play on the ball, as opposed to if I would have still been looking at them, they probably would have threw the flag, you know.
How much have you seen the game change? that it's a flag, it's a penalty, it's not a flag, it's clean. How much have you seen it in the short time you've been here?
Well, I mean, my third year, you know, I mean, you had Richard Sherman and Browner. They were the most penalized DBs in the league just because of how physical we were. And then that following year, you know, some of those calls weren't being called because they know how aggressive we were.